This is CICK News.
If you've ever thought about getting your nails done for a fraction of the usual price, and maybe walking away with a story or two, there's a unique opportunity happening right here in Coast Mountain College Smithers. A small group of students, ranging from high schoolers as young as 15 to adult learners, are currently training in the college's Nail Technician Certificate Program, and they're looking for real people to practice on. Now, here's the catch. You'll need a little patience. These are students honing their craft, so appointments can take longer than your typical salon visit. But in exchange, you'll get affordable nail art and a front row seat to the next generation of nail techs learning everything from acrylics and gel to client care and even business planning. The public can book appointments during select daytime hours throughout the week. Yesterday, I stopped in to chat with the nail techs, as well as the regional contracts officer and course instructor.
Hi there, my name is Lori Lynn Callio. I'm Regional Contracts Officer for Coast Mountain College based at the Smithers campus. Yes, so we have six students, mainly from the Smithers and surrounding area, taking part in our nail technician program here at the Smithers campus. And we are encouraging members of the public to come by so that they can take part in experiential place-based learning. So people who are coming in to get their nails done will need to have a little bit more patience because they're still learning. Mm-hmm. And it may take longer for them to do a procedure than maybe it would at a salon where they're experienced and have done it many, many times. We're open certain hours of the day, so typically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9:30 in the morning till noon, and then in the afternoon from 1 to about 2:45 p.m., Fridays 1 to 2:45, so they try and be somewhat accommodating. So with this course, upon successful completion, students will be prepared to write the BC Beauty Council licensing exam. Mm-hmm. So that's something that they would do later after they take this course, and then they could go on and they could even work for an existing salon or potentially open their own salon. With this particular group or cohort, we do have a number of students from Smithers Secondary School taking the program. It's actually running full-time from February 2nd to June 5th, and it's our Nail Technician Certificate Program.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm Izzy.
So this week is Nail Art Week. Is this the most exciting? Like, do you like doing this stuff? Do you like doing the business plan?
Yeah. No, this is way better than the business plan. Don't tell Dawn, but it is way better. I did a flower with nail foils, and then I tried to do chrome, but it didn't really work. So we're going to have to try that again, and then we'll do rhinestones on this one. And then I actually don't know what the plan is for the last two.
And so are you a recent high school graduate or?
No, I'm in high school. I'm in grade 10 this year.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So what inspired you to do this and high school at the same time?
Well, I've done nails like all my life. Like I've done nail polish, and then I've been doing it for the past 2 years. And then I saw the opportunity come up at the high school and I was like, oh my God, that'd be so cool. But like my age was a bit of a factor. So I didn't really think it was going to work out, but then all the pieces kind of fell together and they made an exception for me, which I was really grateful for.
Because what, you had to be 16 to enter this?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, I feel like the semester was hard enough because I had all my academics to get that out of the way. Oh, so it was a bit of a push, but it was worth it.
My name's Amber Lee.
What grade are you in?
12.
What did it take to get into this nail tech course?
So we had to do like an interview, and then there was like a work safety quiz that you had to do.
What was the interview? Like, did it feel like a job interview or what did it feel like?
Yeah, it kind of felt like a job interview. They were just like asking me questions and like, it was because like this course is like one of the most expensive courses that they offer. They're trying to be diligent about that, but also offer to kids what they want to do.
And what's your goal? Do you want to own your own business after this? Do you want to work in a spa for some experience?
I'll probably work in a salon for a bit to get more experience. Mm-hmm. I think I really want to do like a mobile nail service on like the rodeo circuit.
Do a what?
A mobile nail service on the rodeo circuit.
Like, are you also part, like, are you involved with rodeo else?
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you do then?
I just do barrel racing.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah. Well, that would be a great idea.
Well, I also, like, a lot of barrel racers like to get their nails done, but, like, they're traveling every single weekend. So it's, in my head, it's probably a little bit hard for them to make these appointments and to get them done when they're constantly traveling. So I'm like,
That's a
two-in-one. When they're not racing, they can get this done, but also not have to like travel or like, oh, I'm being called, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like,
Dawn Hall. So I'm the instructor of the nail technology course here in Smithers. So I teach this course and the aesthetics course for Coast Mountain College.
Because it's an audio format, explain where we are and what we're doing.
We are in the shop at Coast Mountain College where they teach the carpentry.
So, Dawn, what are kind of like the secret skills that people don't know that they're going to take away from this course?
You know what? I think it's really important that if you're going to get your nails or your feet done, especially if you have an immune compromised system, you want to make sure you're finding somebody who is actually certified. So it's really important, and that's my big goal, is making sure these girls all leave here confident enough to get out there and work in the work world.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Do you have to teach your students ever how to have small talk?
Absolutely. They have to learn client consultations, and they have to learn how to interact with it. So they have the four C's. What are the four C's, girls?
Consult, create, and
nice. So this is kind of a funny thing that I don't know a lot of people in town know about, which is that this is an open spa for students.
Yeah.
What would you suggest for people who are hearing about this and think, well, I want to get a manicure for $15?
Everybody wants to get a manicure, pedicure, but I highly recommend taking a step further. Come in and challenge their skills on tips and overlays or sculpt, like with forms, yeah, because that's where they really need lots of practice. It's cheap. Yeah. You're never going to get that price anywhere else. And if you are getting that price somewhere else, they're probably not professional yet.
What else? Okay. What else should people know about this program?
They also have to do a business project. So with the business project, they should be able at the end of it, when their project is done, to walk into any bank or financial institution, be able to present it as a business plan, and hopefully walk out with the funding they need to start their own business.
Okay, thank you, Dawn.
Yeah.
My name's Emerson.
Okay. Are you in high school as well?
Yeah, I'm in grade 12 right now.
So
yeah.
How do you find balancing your school, this course, and then also like the big project for writing a business plan?
I actually have my high school credits completed, so then I got that done first semester, and now second semester I'm fully doing this, mm-hmm. So it's not too much work, and I got that balanced pretty well.
Yeah, very nice.
Do you want to own your own business after this?
I do want to own my own business, yeah. I'm super excited.
Rock on. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mackenzie McGrath.
What skills are you learning?
We're learning how to apply gel and acrylic and extensions, and how to balance our gels and acrylic so that they have a good apex, so that they don't break or damage the natural nail.
What are any sort of those skills that you didn't anticipate to learn in this course that you've taken? Like, how is your small talk? Is it good?
Yeah, it's decent. I kind of just let the convo flow. Like, in class, we're taught to engage with the conversation but continue working, mm-hmm. and not look up very often, and just really let them talk because it's their time and not our time. Mm-hmm. So we listen to their stories and ask questions if we see fit, and just kind of let it flow. Yeah, that's what a nail tech is. We're here to beautify and make your day feel better. Just let it all out. Free therapy-ish.
Free therapy. Not a licensed therapist. Okay, thanks, Mackenzie.
I'm Malaya Berendrecht.
Okay, what are you doing here? This looks technical.
I'm applying rhinestones to the nail.
What's your project? Like, is your final project, is it a business plan to own your own business?
It's more like, it can be your own business, but it's more hypothetical, I'd say, because I, for starters, do not have $40,000 to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But do you have the business plan to ask a bank for $40,000?
I'm working on that.
Get it, girl.
I'm working on it.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
11.
Okay, very nice. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're interested in booking an appointment and supporting these students as they build their skills, the public clinic at Coast Mountain College Smithers is open Tuesday through Thursday mornings and early afternoons, or you can visit coastmountaincollege.ca. And just a reminder, bring a little extra time and maybe a bit of curiosity. You may leave with a fresh set of nails and a newfound appreciation for the work that goes into them. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.